This example illustrates the syntax of using a structure. I'm defining a structure called hitter. The way you do that is you say struct, and then you use a name. That's called a tag name. So that's the name of the struct. And then inside of curly braces, you just declare the members that you want. So my first element here is a string, an array of characters. I'm putting it with a dimension of 16 because I'm assuming that I want up to 15 characters for the last name. And of course, you know what the extra character is for. That's for the null byte. Likewise, the first name will hold up to 10 real characters and then a null byte. And then I'll store the number of home runs for that person. Common error when you define a struct is to leave out the semicolon. And so just beware of that. You can get some really weird compiler errors, and it's hard to figure out where the error is, but be on the lookout. All right, to define a structure, you just use the name of the structure like you would any other type. The name of this structure is struct hitter. So I define struct hitter H1, and this shows you that you can use an initializer list, similar to with arrays, except, of course, each element needs to correspond to the type of the member according to its position. So the first one needs to be a string because that's what last is. And then the next one has to be a string because that's what first is. And the third one needs to be a number because home runs is an int. So it initializes the struct with those values. For the second variable, I'm not going to initialize it that way. I'm just going to do it through other operations after I declare it. So when I declare struct hitter H2, it is uninitialized. It has garbage in it. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to copy a literal string into the last member, the member named last in variable H2. So I use strcopy, which is that function I mentioned earlier that copies one string to another. It copies the string on the right into the location on the left. So I'm copying to h2.last the string Soza. And the next line copies Sammy into the first name. And the number of home runs, of course, is 4 less than Mark McGuire got, so I'll just do it that way. So by the time we have finished, we have two struct variables. Each of them has a last name, a first name, and an integer.